Harper Audio presents King of Sword and Sky by C.L. Wilson. Performed by Emily Durante. Prologue. Eld, Bura Fell.
2 prime mages and 60 of my black guard slaughtered, and yet somehow the pair of you survived, while my prize escaped.
In the lowest levels of Bura Fell, the subterranean fortress buried deep beneath the dark forested heart of Eld, High Mage Vadim Mar paced the cell-door-veined floor of a small sconce-lit cell. Before him, 2 battered and bruised men sat chained to a pair of black metal chairs. One wore the blood and filth-grimed remnants of an exorcist's scarlet robes. The other wore shredded and stained crimson rags that had once been the silken garb of a Sulamage, a journeyman practitioner of the vast and ancient arts of magecraft. Vadimar's pacing came to an abrupt halt. Luxuriant purple robes swirled about his spare form. Long bone-white hair slid across his shoulders, accentuating the pallor of a face that had not seen sunlight in 1,000 years. 1 beringed hand shot out. Thin, cadaverous fingers closed around the swollen jaw of Kallus Manza, Eld's most famous and esteemed Sulamage, who had until only a few days ago served his master Vadim Mar's bidding in Soleria City. Now, the Sulamage's sash had been stripped of its jewels of achievement, and the shredded, honor-bare swath of cloth had been tied around the man's throat to mock his once proud status as the High Mage's most accomplished and magically gifted apprentice.
"Capture her," Vadim hissed. "Bring her to me. That was my command."
Long ridged nails dug deep.